Your rights in Mexico. You are able to enjoy the human rights recognized by the Mexican political constitution and international agreements. You have the right to walk freely throughout the country. Every person in Mexico, independent of their nationality, has the right to circulate freely throughout Mexican territory. However, it is important to know that throughout the country there are immigration checkpoints where you may be asked if you have legal immigration status in a current immigration document. This type of immigration review can only be conducted by personnel from the National Institute of Migration, INM. You have the right to judicial security. In other words, you cannot be arrested without justification or if you have not been put through the correct judicial process. You have the right to consular protection. The consulate or embassy is an extension of the government of your home country, located in the country through which you are traveling or the country to which you have chosen to migrate. The embassy or consulate has the obligation to know your location, to assure your rights are being respected, to evaluate the possibility of obtaining a document that will allow you to go back to your home country. Finally, they have the obligation to give you assistance, counsel, and support in finding your family members. It is very important that if you do not wish to speak with your consulate, you let the authorities know this, explaining your reasons, and most importantly, explaining if you fled your country or if you fear returning to your country. You have the right to not be discriminated against. Whether or not you have an immigration document and legal status, and regardless of your nationality, belonging to a certain ethnic group, your financial situation, among many other situations that may pertain to you, these are not causes for discrimination, and you may not be denied your rights because of them. The Mexican Constitution prohibits discrimination, as does Mexican immigration law. You have the right to request asylum. Every foreign person whose life is in danger in their home country can request asylum or protection. In order to do this, the person must follow the correct procedure and comply with established requirements. You have the right to family reunification. Every person in the process of immigrating has the right to remain with their family, or, if it is the case, to be reunited with their family, and even more so in the case of children and adolescents. You have the right to be treated with dignity. It is the right of every person to be valued as an individual and social being in equal circumstances with their particular characteristics and situations, just by the fact that they are a human being. You have the right to not be criminalized. Often, immigrants are criminalized because of having entered the country in an unlawful manner, in other words, without legal documentation. Entering the country unlawfully is not a justification for criminalizing a person or treating them badly. Being an immigrant does not mean that you are a criminal. Entering the country unlawfully constitutes an administrative offense, not a crime. You have a right to access the procedures that are carried out at the Register of Deeds. In Mexico, whether or not you have a valid immigration document, you have the right to access the processes that take place at that office, such as registering the birth of children born in Mexico, marriages, divorces, or obtaining a death certificate. You have the right to access the judicial system. All people have the right to use tools and legal processes so that their rights be recognized and protected, and this right is not dependent upon their immigration status, nationality, socioeconomic status, or any other characteristic or situation that defines them. You have the right to have someone interpret what the authorities are saying or translate documents that are given to you. In the case that you do not speak Spanish, you have the right to request that an interpreter assist you so that you may understand your situation, rights, the procedure that you need to follow, the documents given to you, and most importantly, the documents that you are required to sign. Not every police officer or government official can review someone's immigration status. Only immigration officials or federal police officers are authorized to perform these duties. You have the right to work, you have the right to your cultural identity, you have the right to education, and you have the right to healthcare.